Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day, when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Saradian. Tonight, it is our number 25th podcast. So congratulations to everybody for following us on this Supergirl Talk venture. Tonight, we are talking about Season 2, Episode 4, Crossfire. Yes, Crossfire. We're so close to catching up. Let's see, how many episodes do we have left? We only have two more before the all-star crossover happens next week, so we could get these two more episodes down by next Monday for sure. So thank you for joining us on this catch-up podcast venture as we try to keep up with the times. And after we keep up, of course, there will probably be a long break. So, yeah, there we go. All right, tonight is Crossfire, which aired on November 7th, 2016. We are live right now, so call in. Our number is 646-668-2311. We have our first caller from air code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida, the big fan of Supergirl online with his good friend John. What's up?
What's up, Matt L? How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say a big shout-out to my friend John because he likes the show too.
Yes. What's up, John? How's it going?
Doing good. Man, this episode was amazing.
Yes.
I mean,
Crossfire.
It was.
We got an early glimpse of the Guardian. So Jimmy
Olsen
trying to
pretty
keep
cool.
up, you know, kick some butt.
Jimmy Olsen? Yeah, I thought Jimmy Olsen becoming a superhero was crazy. And so far, I am so enjoying Mon-El. Mon-El,
yes.
He is truly
Mon-El
becoming
is
one of my fan favorites.
Breath to the series. I agree.
Yes, and he was flirting with Miss Tessmacher. That was so funny.
Yes.
That was the episode, right? He started to work at Catco.
Yeah, that's the one.
And
that's the one when he starts his job at Catco. So let me read the synopsis here so we can continue this conversation. A group of robbers led by Chet Miner starts challenging Supergirl using alien guns. Cadmus demands the appealing of the amnesty as a solution. Kara deduces that Cadmus is arming Miner's team. Lena holds a fundraiser, which is attacked by Miner and his men. She reveals to Wynn that the fundraiser was a ruse for the robbers, and they activate a device that destroys the alien weapons, leading to the robbers' arrest. Miner and his team are killed by Cadmus before he can expose them. The Cadmus leader is revealed to be Lillian, Lena's mother. Meanwhile, Kara takes on Mon-El to Catco for work, but he continuously ignores her commands, leading to being fired. Alex convinces her to let him choose his own path. James starts to operating as a vigilante. Wynn finds out and initially blames him, but finally decides to help him, intending to make a suit for him. Alex learns that Maggie has broken up with her girlfriend and offers her another date, with Maggie realizing Alex is a lesbian and Alex herself accepting that fact. So a lot of stuff going on in this episode.
Yeah.
Let's start off with Jimmy Olsen. Are we going to be okay now that there's another superhero joining Supergirl? We already have the Martian Manhunter. If you remember, we have Negan. Martian, and let's see, who else? Superman. Do we need another hero on Supergirl? Give me your thoughts, man.
Not really. I mean, I like, it's kind of cool and everything, but still, this is her show. And, I mean, kind of after this week's episode, I'm kind of odd. I mean, this week's episode was great. I enjoyed it a lot. But still, the Guardian, I'm not falling for it. Jimmy just needs to be in charge of CatCo and be a reporter.
Right.
I mean, come on. Come on. Well, what the heck is wrong with you,
Jimmy?
I know.
This reminds me of Smallville again. Remember Jimmy Olsen was James Bond in Smallville?
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that episode a lot, how terrible it was. I mean, but geez, come on, Jimmy.
And I hear Jimmy Olsen is
a
superhero.
I don't see why. But still, Jesus, I don't even see why the hell is Jimmy Olsen even on the show. I mean, there is no really some reason Jimmy should be on the show. I mean, he doesn't have a major role.
There isn't. And then why would you put director of art department or whatever as head of a CEO, as head of a magazine company? I mean, come on. They just did that so they can keep him around.
Jimmy should just go, okay, screw it. I'm going to go back to Metropolis and be with Lucy. I mean, they're not even dating. They're just friends. Like at the beginning of season two, they were about to go on a date, but that didn't work out. It's like Kara was so nervous and just trying to find her place in the world. But the thing is, I just would like to see them go out at some point. And Kara needs some.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Too.
I mean,
I want them to have a 2 or 3 episode fling and then we're out, you know?
Yeah, it's like there's no arc going on with Jimmy right now. Yeah, he's the Guardian. I get it. But, geez, man, you just don't need to be on the show anymore. I'm sorry.
There you go. Bye-bye. All
right,
so what about, let's now move on to Lena Luthor, who is definitely out to destroy any alien technology. Shouldn't Supergirl be a little threatened by that? That even though she did help arrest Chet Reiner and his goons, she could use that technology towards Supergirl. How do you feel about that?
She could. Yeah, she could. Like, if she finds out that
especially now,
Supergirl
that we realize that Lena is Lillian's, that's her mother. It's like, what the hell? You have Luther and then now Cadmus combined?
I know. That's so crazy. Like, when I saw that final scene and then she goes, mother, and oh my God, I'll go, what the heck? It's the leader of Cadmus. It's Lex Luthor.
I totally had one of those dun 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 moments.
Me too. And I mean, in this week's episode, oh my God, her actual real name is Lillian. So could Lionel Luthor be out there?
I think so. And you know what? We might even see him someday.
I hope so. John Glover should return to reprise his role. If Tom won't do it, John should do it. I mean, John Glover did a fantastic
so
job
awesome
on Smallville.
Yeah.
Even if he played an
so,
anti-hero.
In this episode, they showed, remember when Cadmus was showing them the video in their message? They showed the president, which is played by Linda Carter, formerly known as Wonder Woman. Remember her eyes were glowing red at the end? What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Was that Megan?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe,
I have no idea what was going on
remember,
there.
Remember, Martian Manhunter's eyes glowed red.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, that
remember,
could have been Megan.
Remember at the very beginning before we actually saw Martian Manhunter? What's his name? John Jones, his eyes would glow red, and we're like, what the hell is going on? And now when we saw the president,
we were like guessing he was cyborg Superman, but then we get Martian Manhunter now on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, this week's episode was so very good. I enjoyed it, especially with Alex coming out. I mean, that's crazy. We have these people on TV.
I didn't see that coming at all.
The one
they just right away went to that.
the next episode I think we're going to talk about tomorrow night is going to be the one when Kara gets drunk, because I laughed hard.
All right, and then with this what do you think is Katniss's final mission? What do you think is their goal here in introducing them into Supergirl?
I don't really know. Maybe they're like trying to use Dean Cain for something, even though we saw him a bit in this week's episode. But I have no idea what Katniss is planning. I know we can't talk about it.
What's the final goal here?
I really have no idea, but I think what they're doing so far with Katniss has been insane. It's like maybe just to make the world better or just want to destroy anything.
Pretty scary stuff.
It's been crazy. But so far, I've been enjoying this season of Supergirl every week.
So
I
much
watch
fun.
It. And I know. I mean, this show.
Yeah,
with
the
Kara
effects.
And Wynn.
I mean, everything. Even the way she fights. It's like so
yeah, I
cool
love
to
how
see
Kara
a
fights.
Female and superhero then, kick
I
ass.
I remember in season one on how we always talked about the flying scenes. I mean, the flying scenes in season one were amazing.
When she was getting the guy out of the car, remember that scene?
Yeah.
Where the car was starting to freeze up and she got him out. I mean, okay, for TV, that's not bad. That's actually good for TV.
Yeah, it was
it didn't
very
look
good
easy
for
at
DC.
All. Remember the scenes from Smallville where Supergirl was like saving people?
Kara,
it looked so easy.
I know, like in season 10 of Smallville, that scene when she lifted the thing there, and then she's just wearing the blue skirt, and then I heard that podcast once before I called in, and guys were saying it was so cheesy, you know, and then she just smiles and just flies off.
It was, but the thank
I
God.
Mean,
from
I can hardly
then,
remember her name
the
anymore.
Technology has been so much better.
I mean, with Melissa Benoist, she does way better than Laura Van Horn.
Don't we love
her?
She's so cute.
I love
it's
Melissa.
It's like every week I fall in love with her, every week.
Me too. I mean, every single week. She is truly Supergirl to me, my friend John.
Awesome.
I mean, we both love the show.
Do you have anything else to add to Crossfire?
I like the alien weapons on how they did that when they were firing at Supergirl.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Transformers, the last one with Mark Wahlberg. Remember how he had the alien gun? It kind of reminded me of one of those.
And speaking of the crossover, I saw a new trailer tonight, and oh my God, it looks like Transformers.
Oh yeah, it is so epic. I was geeky now watching
crossover. I'm going to be watching it like crazy when it airs. I'm going to be.
Yeah.
A friend of mine named Annie, and she loves DC and loves all the shows. And her and I talk about it like every day, how we're excited.
Well, next week is definitely the week to start watching. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Matt, give us a shout out as we wrap up Supergirl Crossfire. Coming up next is the Flash Talk.
I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, Melissa.
Thank
you.
You
are Supergirl. I wish you can call in
sometime. You were telling Melissa.
And you too. All right, man. I'll call you soon on Flash Talk.
I'm like, thank you. All right, Pat. Thank you. Have a good night.